This is the reading for April 7th. Psalm 97. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Faraway lands should be glad. Thick, dark clouds surround him. His kingdom is built on what is right and fair. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies all around. His lightning lights up the world. When the people see it, they tremble. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens tell about his goodness, and all the people see his glory. Those who worship idols should be ashamed. They brag about their gods. All the gods should worship the Lord. When Jerusalem hears this, she is glad, and the towns of Judah rejoice. They are happy because of your judgments, Lord. You are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are supreme over all gods. People who love the Lord hate evil. The Lord watches over those who follow him and frees them from the power of the wicked. Light shines on those who do right. Joy belongs to those who are honest. Rejoice in the Lord, you who do right. Praise his holy name. Joshua chapter 5. All the kings of the Amorites west of the Jordan and the Canaanite kings living by the Mediterranean Sea heard that the Lord dried up the Jordan River until the Israelites had crossed it. After that, they were scared and too afraid to face the Israelites. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, "Make knives from flint stones and circumcise the Israelites." So Joshua made knives from flint stones and circumcised the Israelites at Gibeath Haraloth. This is why Joshua circumcised the men. After the Israelites left Egypt, all the men old enough to serve in the army died in the desert on the way out of Egypt. The men who had come out of Egypt had been circumcised, but none of those who were born in the desert on the trip from Egypt had been circumcised. The Israelites had moved about in the desert for 40 years. During that time, all the fighting men who had left Egypt had died because they had not obeyed the Lord. So the Lord swore they would not see the land he had promised their ancestors to give them, a fertile land. Their sons took their places, but none of the sons born on the trip from Egypt had been circumcised, so Joshua circumcised them. After all the Israelites had been circumcised, they stayed in camp until they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "As slaves in Egypt you were ashamed, but today I have removed that shame." So Joshua named that place Gilgal, which it is still named today. The people of Israel were camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho. It was there, on the evening of the 14th day of the month, they celebrated the Passover feast. The day after the Passover, the people ate food grown on that land, bread made without yeast and roasted grain. The day they ate this food, the manna stopped coming. The Israelites no longer got the manna from heaven. They ate the food grown in the land of Canaan that year. Joshua was near Jericho when he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in his hand. Joshua went to him and said, "Are you a friend or an enemy?" The man answered, "I am neither. I have come as the commander of the Lord's army." Then Joshua bowed face down on the ground and asked, "Does my master have a command for me, his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army answered, "Take off your sandals, because the place where you are standing is holy." So Joshua did. Joshua chapter 6. The people of Jericho were afraid because the Israelites were near. They closed the city gates and guarded them. No one went into the city, and no one came out. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Look, I have given you Jericho, its king, and all its fighting men. March around the city with your army once a day for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets made from horns of male sheep, and have them march in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times and have the priests blow the trumpets as they march. They will make 1 long blast on the trumpets. When you hear that sound, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will fall so the people can go straight into the city." So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests together and said to them, "Carry the ark of the agreement. Tell 7 priests to carry trumpets and march in front of it." Then Joshua ordered the people, "Now go, march around the city. The soldiers with weapons should march in front of the ark of the agreement with the Lord." When Joshua finished speaking to the people, the 7 priests began marching before the Lord. They carried the 7 trumpets and blew them as they marched. The priests carrying the ark of the agreement with the Lord followed them. Soldiers with weapons marched in front of the priests, and armed men walked behind the ark. The priests were blowing their trumpets, but Joshua had told the people not to give a war cry. He said, "Don't shout, don't say a word, until the day I tell you, then shout." So Joshua had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city one time. Then they went back to camp for the night. Early the next morning, Joshua got up, and the priests carried the Ark of the Lord again. The seven priests carried the seven trumpets and marched in front of the Ark of the Lord, blowing their trumpets. Soldiers with weapons marched in front of them, and other soldiers walked behind the Ark of the Lord. All this time, the priests were blowing their trumpets. So on the second day, they marched around the city one time, and then went back to camp. They did this every day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they got up at dawn and marched around the city, just as they had on the days before. But on that day, they marched around the city 7 times. The seventh time around, the priests blew their trumpets. Then Joshua gave the command, "Now shout, the Lord has given you this city. The city and everything in it are to be destroyed as an offering to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and everyone in her house should remain alive. They must not be killed because Rahab hid the 2 spies we sent out. Don't take any of the things that are to be destroyed as an offering to the Lord. If you take them and bring them into our camp, you yourselves will be destroyed and you will bring trouble to all of Israel. All the silver and gold and things made from bronze and iron belong to the Lord and must be saved for him." When the priests blew the trumpets, the people shouted. At the sound of the trumpets and the people's shout, the walls fell and everyone ran straight into the city. So the Israelites defeated that city. They completely destroyed with the sword every living thing in the city, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house, bring her out, and bring out those who are with her because of the promise you made to her." So the 2 men went into the house and brought out Rahab, her father, mother, brothers, and all those with her. They put all of her family in a safe place outside the camp of Israel. Then Israel burned the whole city and everything in it, but they did not burn the things made from silver, gold, bronze, and iron. These were saved for the Lord. Joshua saved Rahab the prostitute, her family, and all who were with her, because Rahab had helped the men he had sent to spy out Jericho. Rahab still lives among the Israelites today. Then Joshua made this oath, "Anyone who tries to rebuild this city of Jericho will be cursed by the Lord. The one who lays the foundation of this city will lose his oldest son, and the one who sets up the gates will lose his youngest son." So the Lord was with Joshua, and Joshua became famous through all the land.